It's not an accident that you just clicked play. You have been fighting a silent battle, and honestly, you're exhausted. You feel like your prayers are hitting the ceiling. But I felt the Holy Spirit press on my heart to tell you this. Don't give up yet. Do not give up. If you are tired of the struggle, tired of waiting on God, just plain tired, you'll be encouraged by the truth that we're going to be declaring today. I will soar on wings like eagles. I'll be asking you to believe and speak that affirmation with me today. I'll also be sharing my story of holding on to the promise that God renews our strength. Stay with me for a prayer that will break through the ceiling and reach the heart of God. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I have been told I have a soothing voice that's especially suited to reading scripture. I'd like to share a longer than usual Bible passage with you today, not only because I want to soothe your weary soul, but also because of the hopeful promises tucked inside these verses. So close your eyes if you can and listen to Isaiah 40, 25 to 31. I'll be reading from the New International Version. Now keep in mind that what you are hearing is the voice of God speaking through his prophet to his people. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Don't you love that promise at the end? If I hope in the Lord, I will renew my strength and I will soar on wings like eagles. If you've been waiting on God, this promise is for you too. Believe and speak this declaration with me. I will soar on wings like eagles. If you're enjoying this message, please click or tap on that like button and subscribe if you haven't already. Many of you haven't clicked the notification bell, and I do hope you'll do that today. That way, you'll be reminded of these encouraging messages. I am recording this particular message in January 2026, and at this point, I have been waiting on a certain promise from God since April 2002, nearly two dozen years. I remember exactly where I was 24 years ago, minding my own business, when God spoke to me at a women's retreat, calling me away from the familiar to pursue a new assignment. God gave me a vivid picture of what that assignment would look like. I still haven't seen it, but I haven't given up yet, because in April 2009, God taught me to wait for it with hope. Now, back then, I had begun to doubt that God really had spoken so clearly to me about my future. At that point, I had already spent 7 years waiting on him to fulfill his promise. I was so full of uncertainty and weighed down by discouragement. Do you remember e-cards? They were a thing back then. I will never forget the happy birthday e-card a dear friend sent me. Partly because it came in April and my birthday is in November, but mostly because of what the card said. My friend had written in the email that she knew it wasn't my birthday, but when she had seen that animated card while looking to send one to another friend, she felt compelled to send that card to me, much like I felt compelled to give you this message today. So I clicked on that card, already sensing that God was up to something. My computer speakers began playing soft piano music as one of my favorite scriptures danced across my computer screen, phrase by phrase. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. The soothing message of Zephaniah 3:17 so captivated me that I forgot it was a birthday card until the butterflies flew across the screen revealing the words, "Happy birthday." At that very moment, I heard God speak in my spirit, "Happy birthday, Shauna. It's been 7 years." I looked at the calendar, April 27th, 2009. With awe, I realized that exactly 7 years had passed since the day God had called me away from the familiar to pursue a new assignment, only to face rejection, disappointment, and slammed doors. I was so ready to give up at that point, convinced I'd misunderstood God's call. But through a perfectly timed e-card, God quieted my doubts with his love. I could almost hear him singing over me. In that moment, with tears welling in my eyes, God renewed my strength. This April will mark 24 years since I heard from God about his plan for my future. Now, he is never in a hurry, that's for sure. But he will not grow tired and weary. And I can take him at his word that if I continue to wait on him, to hope in him, then I will soar on wings like eagles. God knows waiting makes us tired and weary. But when we're ready to give up, we can declare this promise, "I will soar on wings like eagles." Stop striving, my friend. God will carry you. The prophetic encouragement that I have for you is this: 2025 pushed you to the limit, but in 2026, you will soar. God is about to renew your strength. I know from experience that the enemy attacks the hardest right before the breakthrough. So don't give up. Ask God to sustain you. He hears the prayers offered with a broken and contrite spirit. Here's how you can be sure your prayers get past the ceiling. Open up your Bible to Isaiah 40:25-31 and use it as a template for a breakthrough prayer. Read a verse or two out loud and pause in between to add in your own prayers. Now, if you're watching, take a screenshot of this slide for my prayer prompts from Isaiah 40. So read verses 25 and 26 out loud and then praise God for who he is. Read verse 27 and then confess your fears and doubts. Read verse 28 and then thank him for all the things he has done. Next, read verses 29 and 30 and ask him for strength and power. Finally, read aloud verse 31 and commit to trusting him and his timing. My friend, when you're ready to give up, pray Isaiah 40 and declare this promise: I will soar on wings like eagles. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your promise to renew our strength. And that, Father, when we wait on you, when we hope in you, Lord, you will carry us and we will soar. So, Father, thank you that you never grow tired or weary. And so it's okay that we do. But, Lord, help us to trust you in those moments. Keep us so tenacious after you, seeking you first and your kingdom, your righteousness, knowing, Father, that you've promised to add all the other things we need. And Lord, you are faithful to every single promise you've made. And so, Father, we don't need to doubt if we don't see. I think of the prophets, Isaiah himself, who prophesied the birth of Christ and never saw it. And so, Father, we thank you that you are so absolutely faithful and loving and patient and kind and good. And so, Father, I ask right now that you would sustain those who are weary, that you would help each one listening to continue waiting and not give up. Your word says that we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. So, Father, thank you. Thank you for the strength that we need for today and every day. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here with me today. Now, if you received this word, and if you maybe plan to use my Isaiah 40 prayer, would you write, "I won't give up" in the comments? And if you found this message helpful, would you please share it with a friend? A great video to watch next is called "When You're Stuck in a Pit, God Lifts You Up," and it's based on Psalm 40. Just click the link to be encouraged, and remember to declare the promises of God even when you haven't seen them fulfilled, because your tongue has power. Use it for good.